Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We've made the connection with Sean Estes. Joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Opening day next Thursday in New York against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. We'll have it for you right here on KNBR. Sean, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's happening, fellas?
How you been, dude? How's the offseason?
I've been pretty good. Offseason was great. Busy. Got a bunch of kids that I got to pay attention to. So it's not really an offseason. But yeah, it was great offseason. And heck, we're almost ready for opening day. I think the fellas are ready. This is about that time of spring training where guys are chomping at the bit to get that first shot of adrenaline, pitching games that matter, hitting games that matter, that type of thing.
So how many kids are you responsible for when you say I got to keep track of what the hell they're doing?
Well, four officially, but you know, there's always, you know, a couple more in the mix, it seems like.
Yeah.
With friends and things like that. And you know, I mean, to be fair, like, you're responsible for the kids that come over too. You can't just neglect them. So
yeah, I mean, if you feel like
the more
that's a lot of kids, Sean.
The more kids you have with that.
Yeah, no, I said that's a lot of kids. Don't you feel like, you know, if you lose one of them, you're still batting a pretty good average.
Well, yeah, it plays. That's Hall of Fame career right there.
that's what I'm talking about right there. That's exactly what, yeah. I'm saying. Like, bro.
Hey, at times I wish I did lose one or two.
So. Oh, trust me, we've all been there.
Yeah.
It's like, how come you keep coming back? Yeah. And I thought I left you at the park with no directions. Like,
I know.
God dang. You're a lot more resourceful than I thought.
That's why I still work.
Oh, you can just say what you did work like. You work, you go, why do you keep working? Go, you kidding me? I got to get out of the house. Yeah, they could.
Right,
I could pay them. How much you guys want? How right. much can I give you to let me work for you? Okay, good.
you guys really aren't working if you really enjoy it, right? It's work when you go home. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the bullpen. That's something we haven't really talked about or focused on, and that was one of the Giants' weaknesses last year after being a huge strength for them the year before. What do you see in the bullpen? We know about Duvall at the end, but what about the guys trying to get him there? How has that been looking?
Great. Well, you got the Twins now. You got Taylor Rogers, who can close, who's been a proven closer. You got Tyler Rogers throwing from sidearm. You got two really different looks coming out of the bullpen late in games. You got Brebbia, who had a solid year last year. The back four are about as good as it gets, in my opinion. I mean, Duvall looks more dominant this year or this spring. And then I don't know if you saw him pitch in the WBC, but that was electric stuff. And they were using him to get the three big outs in the opposing lineup. The Dominican team was, and they had a lot of really good arms in that bullpen, but that's how much they trusted Duvall. So I hope Duvall gets a bunch of save opportunities this year. That's going to be a good thing for the Giants, because this is as good as I've seen him look in a big league uniform. And then really the other guys, I mean, Cole Waits pitched last night, first mm-hmm. time since he's pitched all spring. He had an injury prior to spring training. He looked electric last night. He was popping 97, 98 with a nice slider. Some of the stuff we saw last year, I don't know if he's going to break camp with the team. Probably not, just because he doesn't have the reps built up yet, but he's going to be a guy that's going to be an impact in the bullpen at some point this year. And then you're dealing with a lot of guys that could be starters that are going to end up starting the year in the bullpen. Maybe DeSclafani, Junis, maybe Sean Jelly. So, and then you got another guy in Scott Alexander, who's a lefty specialist guy, but can get righties out as well, just basically because you kind of have to nowadays, because you have to face the three batter minimum. But I think the combination lefties, the Taylor Rogers and Scott Alexander, maybe some of the best lefties in all the big leagues. So, I mean, that's five guys with Alexander, Brebbia, the Rogers twins, and Duvall that you don't. They're big league experienced guys. They're battle tested. They've had success in the big leagues. There's not a batter that they're going to fear. Hey, that's what you want at the back end of your bullpen. I'm really excited about this bullpen this year. I think we're going to get back to the bullpen you saw in 2021.
Talking to Sean Estes on the UMA guest line opening day next Thursday. You mentioned maybe Disclafani in the bullpen. As far as the rotation shakes out, is that the guy you think would be odd man out? Are they trying to build him up? Or what makes you think he would be the bullpen guy rather than, an Alex Webb or somebody else? Alex Webb. I'm looking at Alex Wood, excuse me.
yeah. No. So right now it's Webb Cobb 1-2, and there's been talk that because of the lineups that they're going to be facing in the first six games of the season with the Yankees and the White Sox, very right-handed dominant lineups, that they may be a little hesitant to use a lefty. So that's obviously Wood and Manaea. So maybe, I'm thinking probably Stripling gets the third spot, maybe pitches game three against the Yankees. And then you have an off day in New York and an off day in Chicago. You don't need a fifth starter. You could actually bring back Logan Webb on 5 days rest, and you don't have to use a fifth guy. And you can only, the only guy you have to really worry about is that first game in Chicago, or the last game in Chicago, I should say. And then you can take your pick. You know, you can pick Wood, you can pick DeSclafani. That's, I think, your option at this point. Based on how they've thrown in the spring, Alex Wood looks about as good as anybody. DeSclafani, up until last night, he was lights out. I think it's a good problem to have right now. You have options, but I think what they're going to do based on matchups, they're going to go heavy right-handed rotation the first two series of the year. Which makes a lot of sense. And then when they need that fifth guy, make a call on that at that point.
What do you think third base?
Go ahead. Because both those guys, DeSclafani and Alex Wood, they both had experience out of the bullpen. So
yeah.
I don't think they have any fear at all about using those guys out of in a bullpen role, long relief, whatever it might be, or maybe even piggybacking those two guys for a start.
What do you think third base looks like, Sean? Is it going to be, they're going to get VR, I would imagine. He hasn't had a great spring, but is he going to get a crack at it to see what he looks like? Davis can play some third. And we've all talked about Casey Schmidt and how his glove apparently plays like a gold glover. He's hit the ball pretty well, although I don't read a lot into spring. How do you see that working itself out? And do you think Schmidt's going to get a chance sooner rather than later?
No, I don't, unless there's an injury. I think that they love what they see defensively. I mean, how can you not? The guy's a big league third baseman right now. I've seen enough in spring training to believe that this guy could win a gold glove one day. That's how good he is. J.D. Davis, he looked good last night. I mean, he made a play or two last night that were spectacular. And if you look, even when he came, I know the defense doesn't get a lot of love, in the past, but when he came over to the Giants last year, if you look deep into the metrics, he was an above-average third baseman or infielder. So I think he's serviceable over there. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to give VR a look, right? They're going to give him a little bit of a rope here early in the year, but he's got a hit. I think they feel like the defense is good enough at the big league level, but you got to go out and hit. I think they already know that J.D. Davis is going to hit. I mean, he's proven himself, to be a guy that can, hit for power, hit the ball hard. He's had success at the big league level. So you have a nice fallback plan if VR doesn't work, but they'd like to see some of their young guys come up for the minor league, some homegrown guys come up and make an impact, with this club, guys that they can be long-term pieces for the future. So they really want VR, to be a guy that come to the big leagues, start opening day, hit the ground running and be a guy that can, be a productive third baseman big leaguer, and then they could see in the future. But if we see the VR that we saw the first time he got called up last year and he struggles early in the season, I can see them making a move. But if we see the VR we saw in September last year, where he hit over 300, hit 8 of his 9 home runs in that month, then I think he's there to stay.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We were just talking about how, like, around the big leagues, you see, and maybe it's different now. I think it feels different now than maybe at the time you were playing, where, like, a 19 or 20-year-old would come up and you'd go, that's incredible, he's a phenom, you just don't see this. It seems like now it happens way more frequently, where teams are willing to take that risk or throw a guy into the fire and see if it works out. Acuna's a guy who comes to mind, Julio Rodriguez, Wander Franco. A lot of these players come up at a young age. Michael Harris happened with the Braves a couple of years ago. Now he's already locked in to a contract. Like, we were talking what it means to be ready. When are you ready to come up to the big leagues, and when is it time for a team to take that risk? My feeling is that the position the Giants are in makes them more available or in position to kind of take that risk with a young player and let him see what it is he can do. VR came up last year, struggled, then went back down and figured it out based on what he'd seen in the big leagues. When you came up, did you feel ready to come to the big league level? And obviously everybody's got their welcome to the bigs moment, but what's your take on how it's changed maybe from back then to now in the evaluating whether or not a player is ready to break in?
Yeah, well, it's changed a lot because, you know, obviously you have control of these guys for 6 years. You don't have to pay them for three. The game's definitely gotten younger. There's a lot more skill at the minor league level, guys throwing harder at a young age. I mean, there's guys that are hitting for power in the minor leagues. I think they get really excited about that. But I also think a lot of it has to do with, you know, where the club is. Like, are you a team that's in rebuild? Are you a team that kind of like middle of the pack? Or are you a team that's ready to win? I think you're less likely to give a guy an opportunity, you know, if he may not be ready. You don't want him to have to learn at the big league level at the expense of your team. I think the Giants are in a position right now where they feel like they're going to win now, but there's certain guys that they feel that can handle it at the big league level. I mean, obviously VR coming to mind just because he got his feet wet last year and he showed what he could do in September. Now, if he had kind of spun his wheels at the big league level, even though he had a lot of success in the minor leagues, you know, he probably wouldn't have gotten a vote of confidence from Kapler early in the camp saying he's our third baseman. So they had to see what he could do last year. Cole Waits, they saw what he could do last year. I don't think they rushed him to the big leagues at all. I felt like he proved himself. They felt like he was ready to pitch in the big leagues in September. He had a ton of success in the minor leagues. He had blown through the minor league system. He struck a ton of guys out. He threw a lot of strikes. They looked at a lot of different things, obviously. I mean, the Giants are evaluate as good as anybody as far as guys that can throw strikes, hit their spots. I don't think they'll get too impressed by the velocity, because they realize you still got to spot that velocity, you still got to locate, and they have to see a secondary pitch that you can throw for strikes. So I don't think Giants are one of those teams that will rush guys, but you definitely see it happening because I think these organizations, they get excited just by the pure stuff of these guys and maybe a little bit of success at the minor league level. But you have to really dive deep and see, are they having success because of like who they're facing, or do you feel like that their stuff's going to play at the big league level? And to me, that comes down, you still have to locate. You know, Duvall may have been a guy that was rushed, but this kid just, he's very mature beyond his years. And I think last year he made that big step when he realized, okay, I got a 100-mile-an-hour two-seam fastball that I can rely on. I think that he was a little lost when he didn't have his fastball command with the four-seam. And he relied heavily on that slider, and then that slider would get hit, and then he was kind of lost. Well, when he found that weapon of that two-seamer that he could throw down the middle of the plate with movement and get a lot of swing and miss and weak contact, that raised that confidence level to a different area. But that took being in the big leagues, having big league pitching coaches' eyes on him, and realizing, well, let's try this now. And then it works at the big league level. That's not necessarily the case all the time. Usually you have to go to the minor leagues to fine-tune those things, prove that they can work, and then you debut them at the big league level. But certain guys, they just mentality-wise, they're just ready for it. They just have it. They have what it takes upstairs. And we've seen Duvall. He's not fazed by a whole lot. So that's why I think he might have been rushed, because they felt like he could handle it. But, yeah, it depends on the person, depends on the position the team's in. It depends on just, you know, what you're hearing from, you know, other minor league coaches. There's a lot that goes into play with a young guy getting an opportunity at the big league level.
Talking to Sean Estes on the UMA guest line, and I guess my counter to that, or I guess the fan mindset of that, is you think about teams that maybe you didn't plan to compete or weren't necessarily contenders until they brought up that rookie. And you know, guys like Miguel Cabrera in 03, or Buster. Like, Giants won 88 games in 09. Buster comes up in 10, and then you're like, okay, this is a World Series caliber team now with this bat in the lineup. They could ignite a lineup in a clubhouse. K-Rod with the Angels in 2002 is huge for them in the pen. Now, I've, of course, just named three Hall of Famers, right? Like, it's different when a guy like that steps onto the field. Yeah. But sometimes that player can help ignite a team, can it not?
Without a doubt. But like you just mentioned, all Hall of Famers. So they – I think the organizations didn't feel like they were being rushed. They felt like these guys were ready, you know, and they felt like they were going to be around for a long time, and they were. You know, they were right. And it doesn't always – it's not always the case. But, yeah, you do sometimes catch lightning in a bottle with some of these young guys, and they do ignite a team and provide more energy, and you need that. I think through the course of 162 games and into the playoffs, you know, that's why – you know, you look at the 26-man roster to start the season, but – you know, the Giants are looking way deeper beyond that, and that's why we're seeing so many guys this spring get opportunities, because they're like, you know, these guys aren't going to may help us now, but, you know, somewhere down the road, these guys are going to help us. So when that is, they don't know, but I think more experience they get, the better. So when they do get an opportunity at the big level, they're ready for it. And you asked, you know, a question about, was I ready? Well, I wasn't ready in 95 when they called me up in September, but when I came back in 96, I was told offseason 95 that, you know, you don't, and I always kept this to heart, is that you don't pitch in the minor leagues to get to the big leagues. You know, that's not why you're there. You pitch in the minor leagues to stay in the big leagues. And so you want to make sure that you're ready when you get the opportunity, because it may be your only opportunity. So you definitely want to make sure that you have all your weapons, you know, that you can use. And I knew going into the offseason 1995 that I needed to figure out a way to command my breaking ball. Fastball, I felt, was there. Command was there. It was just, okay, I need to be able to throw my breaking ball for a strike when I have to. And I need to be able to throw for a ball when I have to. And I went back to AAA the next year, and I spent those first 3 months of that season working on my breaking ball, making sure that I could throw it any time in the count. I was able to do that. I got called up, and I was ready for it. And I knew that at that point that, you know, I was there to stay, not just there to get a cup of coffee. So there's work to be done in the minor leagues to stay in the big leagues. And I think if that's your mindset as a minor leaguer, you know, you're not disappointed at times when you're not getting a shot, because, you know, sometimes you think you're ready, but you're probably not. So you want to make sure that you have all your, you know, T's crossed and I's dotted before you get to the big leagues.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles, discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Talking to Sean Estes, nice enough to join us, talking some Giants baseball. Tell me if you agree with this. I feel like it's a big year for Joey Bart, because if he has a good year, I think he could solidify himself as a starting catcher in the big leagues. But if he doesn't, I get the feeling it could be one of those, you know, he's going to have a big league career because he's a catcher and he has a little bit of pop, but You know, it could be one of those guys that bounces around from team to team, maybe has a year or so here or there, but is a backup catcher most of the time. I just feel like now's the time. Like this year is going to tell us a lot about him and his future.
I hear what you're saying, and I think part of the reason you're saying that is because, and I mean, we were spoiled for so long with Buster, right? And he came to the big leagues and he produced right away. And he was a fixture in behind the plate in that lineup for years, for the next 12 years, right? So I think that's kind of what we're looking at. That's kind of what the bar was set really high with Buster. And so, like, anybody that follows Buster, you're like, okay, if they don't figure it out right away, then maybe they're not going to be a big leaguer, right? Or maybe they're going to be a backup catcher. I think catching is a very tough position at the big level, probably the toughest. Because there's so many things you have to learn, and you have to learn them at the big league level, because you can't catch pitching staffs in AAA that you're going to catch in the big leagues, right? It's just the stuff is so much more electric from top to bottom. The bullpen arms are so, like, guys are just, they give you different looks. The stuff is so nasty, right? So you have to learn how to catch your pitching staff. You have to learn how to call a game. You have to learn how to catch, frame, block, and throw. By the way, you got to hit too, and you can't hit 200. You got to hit, you know, you got to hit 250 with some power and drive some runs in, and you got to, you know, be a home run guy, RBI guy. That's a lot to ask for, right, for a young catcher. And I think there's definitely a learning curve for most catchers that end up finding it in the big leagues. Now you're talking about Buster, you know, that he's an outlier. You know, Benji Molina. Yadier Molina, an outlier. I mean, those guys are Hall of Fame caliber catchers. But just really good big league catchers that are still catching right now, sometimes those guys took a few years to figure it out. And not to say that this is a make-or-break year for Joey Bart, because I really feel like that he's got the tools to be an everyday big league catcher and a really good catcher for years to come. But I'm also not saying that this is a make-or-break year for him. I think we look at it like that because he's on the Giants, and they really need him, right? They really need him to be that guy right now, because who's option B? There really isn't one, right? Veteran plug-in stopgap guys. You want a guy that for the future. I think we were just spoiled with a guy that was the future from the time he stepped onto a big league field, and now we expect that from anybody that comes up. And, yeah, rightfully so in his situation. He was number two pick in the country, so, yeah, high expectations for him. But I still think that there's some room to grow for him, and I do believe that Joey Bart will be a very good big league catcher one day. Is it going to be this year? I don't know. I think we all hope so. But I, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to one thing. Can he hit consistently? And I think that's what we're looking at. I think that defensively he's going to improve. His catch and throw abilities is improving already this spring. His ability to catch this pitching staff is already there. So now it's as the offense going to play at the big league level.
I don't know how much you've seen of Ramos this spring, but what happened to him in your – I don't know how much you've seen him, but he was like a, you know, top 100 type prospect, and he came up and he struggled a little bit, went back down, struggled even worse at Triple A. And I don't know if he's ever gotten the mojo back, and maybe that happens more. I'm sure it does happen more than we suspect. I mean, top 100 prospect doesn't mean everything. This is baseball. It's not basketball. So what do you see with him? Because, man, when he hit the ball, it jumps off the bat. It really does. And I guess he had a hard time getting the ball airborne. He's hitting a lot of balls on the ground, which was a little bit of a problem. But he's still relatively young. What have you seen from him, and is this still a guy you think can maybe not be an impact guy, but be a, you know, rotational piece that, you know, gets his 300-400 at-bats?
Yeah, I think it's up to him. I mean, the talent is there. The tools are there. There's no question about it. I mean, even though, and you mentioned it, and there's an article written on the fact that he just hit too many balls on the ground, and with a guy like him, you've got to get it in the air. And the fact is that the reason why is because he's got a lot of power, and it wasn't like he was hitting weak ground balls. It was his heart, his contact rate, and they look a lot into that, his barrel rate, how hard he's hitting the ball. That was great. He was still hitting the ball hard. The problem was it was on the ground. Now, you know, those balls are going to find holes from time to time, right? But if you're consistently hitting the ball hard on the ground, there's a better chance, more than likely, you're just going to get a single, right? Mm-hmm. They look at a guy like him as being a guy gap to gap, hit some home runs. They want him to hit 20 a year and drive runs in. The only way you're going to do that is if you get the ball in the air. So I think it's up to him. It's up to him to make those adjustments because the bat-to-ball skills are there. I mean, the proof is in the analytics that he's hitting the ball hard. That's not a question. So now is he gonna work hard enough? Is he going to not necessarily have to retool his whole swing, but maybe make a swing adjustment or two to be able to do that, to be able to elevate the baseball? Because that's really the difference, in my opinion. The defense is there. The speed's there. The arm is there. The bat-to-ball skills is there. He hasn't regressed because of anything physical. There's no injuries. He's still fairly young. So now it comes down to what's upstairs. And do you have the desire and the determination to get better and to make those adjustments? Maybe have to take a step back to move forward. And that's why I say it's up to him. He's got all the right people at his disposal to help him get to the big leagues and stay there. So that's really what it comes down to. Does Elliot Ramos want to be, does he want to be an everyday outfielder in the big leagues? You know, because it's up to him.
Sean, really appreciate the time, man. Great catching up and looking forward to the start of the season. Actually, before we let you go, Tom and I, we were talking a bunch of March Madness earlier and the Sweet 16, the second wave about to tip off in about 15 minutes. I know Kirk Reeder used to run like all the pools and the tournament stuff in the clubhouse. Was there anybody else who was a maniac about that in that era? Was really into the tournament?
It was all Woody. It was all Woody. And he not only did he just organize everything, but he won everything, too. I think you knew that. You guys have heard that as well.
Yeah, right.
The proverbial horseshoe up the you-know-where consistently. He called it okey-doke. He would okey-doke a lot of guys, too. He would get guys to trade teams and make it seem like it was a pretty sweet deal, but he'd always end up coming out on top. Yeah. No. There was nobody is gung-ho about pools than Kirk Reeder. He lived for that stuff.
Yes, he did.
He lived for it.
Probably still does.
Nobody can compete. Yeah, every team, you're right, every team has their guy, you know, that will organize a pool and you know, but just the ability to stay focused on the task from start to finish, nobody was better than him. He would be working deals up to the final game if he hadn't won at that point. And at some point, in some way, somehow, he'd end up with the winning team, even though he never had the team. He would end up winning money at the end of the day. It was great. It was fun. This is the fun time of year in the clubhouse too, because all the pools are rolling.
Oh yeah.
And it's posted every day and guys are talking about it. I miss that. That's honestly, you look back on your career, you know, Tom, you had a career in the NBA and you look back and some of the things that you miss about those times, honestly, that's gotta be at the top of the list is spring training, March Madness pools. And Kirk Reeder. I really was, because those were just, it's a no-pressure time of the year where you can just have fun, kick back, and just have some fun with your teammates. And I miss those times for sure.
Well, good stuff, Sean. We'll have to reminisce on more of this. Next year, we just got to get Woody on when we start making our picks for the tournament. We should just get him on to do some bracket stuff with us.
He should be a regular guest all March. Yeah. It would be the best.
Yeah, he should be.
We ought to do that next year, Tom. We should do that. We should get him on before, in between weekends, and then right before the national championship. That'd be a blast to do it. Sean, we'll catch up with you when the season gets going, man. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Yeah.
Anytime. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, man.
Good stuff from Sean Estes.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.